Good morning, Hector. Good morning, Abdiel, who supports us from the studios, and to all the people who make possible this broadcast and everybody who tune in every morning. And we begin our briefing today with satisfaction and stating that for the seventh consecutive day, we are not reporting fatalities in our country, despite the fact that we have had confirmed cases. And as we report every day that we have a number of patients admitted, but nonetheless, the preventive treatments used from the moment a contact of a positive case is identified, or when people are suspects or when they test positive, undoubtedly this has permitted us to report no deaths for seven straight days. Nonetheless, there are 553 patients admitted in our hospitals, 312 are suspects, 233 are confirmed cases, 8 people are under surveillance, in observation by our primary healthcare system, by our specialists, doctors and nurses. There are 1,817 people. Yesterday, 2,004 samples were studied in Cuba. And the Pedro Curie Institute of Tropical Medicine Laboratory 784, and the Center of Epidemiology and Microbiology of Havana 314, in Santiago de Cuba 249, in Villa Clara 239, in the Amejeras Brothers Hospital 230, and in the Biotechnology and Genetic Engineering Center 188. As a result of the study of these 2004 samples, 40 people tested positive for COVID-19 and SARS-CoV-2 virus. Cuba already accumulates 116,468 samples that have been analyzed for the detection of COVID-19, and of them, 2,173 people, 1.9%, have tested positive. Of the 40 cases confirmed yesterday, all of them are Cuban. Out of them, 22, that is 55%, were infected with the disease abroad, in Mexico specifically, for a cumulative of 155 of the 2,173 patients diagnosed, that is 7.3%, have contracted the disease out of the country. Of the 18 who were infected inside the country, 17, 42.5%, are confirmed case contacts. This continue being the group of highest risk, totaling 1,914 patients, 89.8%, whose source of infection is the contact with a positive case. Yesterday, there was one person whose source of infection was not determined, and we now have 63 people whose source has not been identified, and we continue searching to perform the control actions prescribed for these instances. Of the 40 newly diagnosed cases yesterday, 32 are male for 80% of the new cases, accumulating 1,097 in the pandemic in Cuba of the male sex. That is 50.5%. And yesterday, of the confirmed cases, 8 were female, with 1,076 people from the female sex, 49.5%. 32.5% of the cases, that is 13 of them, were asymptomatic yesterday, a lower number than previous days, and this can be explained. Nevertheless, 52.3%, 1,137 of the confirmed cases in Cuba have been asymptomatic at the moment of being diagnosed with the disease. The age group with the most cases were the age group of under 40 years with 17 cases, 42.5%, over 60 years group with 14 cases, 35%, and the group of 40 to 60 years with 9 for 22.5%. Among the cases that were diagnosed yesterday, there were 3 children. One 13-year-old boy from Havana, a positive case contact, another 13-year-old boy as well, also from Havana, positive case contact as well, and a 10-year-old girl, also from Havana, and also a positive case contact. The 3 children were from Havana, and the 3 are positive case contacts. So there are now 239 children diagnosed with the disease in Cuba, and out of them, 212, that is 88.7%, have been discharged. And as we always say, every time we announce that one child has tested positive, we cannot say that all of them present a satisfactory clinical evolution and they present no complications. By provinces, as I said earlier, 18 cases are from Havana. That's 45% from 10 different municipalities. 2 of them are epidemiologically related with the ECA Pharmaceutical Laboratory. 3 are related to a construction enterprise here in Havana. And 1 case is related to a local transmission event in Central Havana Municipality that has not been closed yet. The 22 other cases that were diagnosed while being in Matanzas, 55% of the 40 cases, all of them are Cuban crew members who arrived on a merchant ship, and they were immediately identified while being on the ship, and they are now admitted in Matanzas hospitals. And I stress this because when I said that there were 40 new cases, I heard some people expressed, as if we had moved backwards. But we should bear in mind that this is the type of event likely to happen. These cases do not represent a local transmission in our country. Firstly, because when they got here, they were already infected. And they were even identified before arriving in our territory. And as soon as they got here, they were immediately isolated and they were admitted. It's a high number of confirmed cases, but those directly linked to transmission in our country are the 18 cases that were confirmed here in Havana. Without counting these 22 cases, Havana continues in the first place with a positive rate per 100,000 inhabitants for 9.74%. Matanzas is second place with 2.5, Artemis and Ciego de Ávila below 1 with 0.97 and 0.67 respectively. And as we said yesterday, 11 provinces and the special municipality of the Isle of Youth are for more than 15 days have not diagnosed any confirmed case of COVID-19. Some of these territories have even spent almost 1 month without reporting cases. Of the 2,173 patients diagnosed with the disease in Cuba, 233 are still admitted as active cases. And obviously the number has been increased by the 4 new cases. Of these 233, 230, that is 98.7%. 197 have a stable clinical course. And this is an important piece of information which reflects the recovery of our patients. We always regret the death of 83 people as a result of this disease in Cuba. As I said earlier, today is the seventh day in a row we do not report any death, and that gives us a lethality of 3.81%. And the island with this lethality remains in the 17th place in the region of the Americas. The region's lethality is of 5.57%, while Cuba stands at 3.81%. There is a group of countries with high mortality rates in our region: Mexico, Canada, Ecuador, Brazil, and the United States, with the highest lethality. And we always mention in our data the two patients that were evacuated at the beginning of the pandemic in Cuba. And yesterday there were 7 discharges. We had many more positive cases than discharges. Nonetheless, 1,855 patients, that is 85.3% of all confirmed cases who have recovered, and some are clinically and epidemiologically discharged, and some are back to their regular activities. And we report again 3 patients in serious condition today. 2 are admitted in the Salvador Allende Hospital and 1 in the Pedro Curie Institute of Tropical Medicine Hospital. We don't have patients in critical condition. And this is the situation of the island until 12 o'clock last night. Likewise, in the world, 185 countries continue reporting COVID-19 cases, totaling an impressive 6,603,329 confirmed cases, and in one single day, 127,685 confirmed cases. And 5,188 people died in the world yesterday due to COVID-19, accumulating 391,732 deaths for a lethality of 5.93%. The region of the Americas already accumulates 3,161,754 confirmed cases. 70,548 yesterday. And the region accounts for 47.88% of the total cases that have been reported in the world. And yesterday, 3,781 people died in our region, for a total of 176,188 deaths. And that gives a lethality of 5.57%. And this is the national and international information I had to report today. And as we are aware, there are no follow-up questions. And then we're going to take advantage of a question that has been asked that we had not answered. And it has to do with morbidity by age groups. When one says morbidity, it's confirmed case by age group. And then we're going to refer to the mortality or the lethality rate. Because we have always said that the risk group for morbidity and mortality are those of us who are over 60 years of age. But let's see how Cuba behaves, and I asked the comrades to give me for a moment the chart that is posted there. There you have the morbidity. As you can see, we have had cases in the group of 0 to 9 years old, in the group from 10 to 19 years old, and they have the lowest figures we have had in the various cases. Then it's increasing, and so the group with the highest number of cases is the group with 80 and over in the last blue bar, which has a morbidity rate per 100,000 inhabitants of 28.7%, followed by the group of 50 to 59 years old, which has a rate of 24.54, and the 30 to 39 years old, which has a rate of 22.24 per 100,000 inhabitants. You see the 22% contribution from 50 and over at the 60% contribution from the 20 to 49 years old. This is the behavior of the incidence of morbidity of the cases we have had. I reiterate that the group with the highest number is that between 80 and over. Not in absolute numbers, I'm referring to rate, which is known to be analyzed taking into account the population of that age group in our country. The highest rate in this group, second 50 to 51, and the third between 30 and 39. In absolute numbers, in number of cases, the highest number is in the group from 20 to 49 years old. Now let's turn to lethality. That is, how many people die, and that is the next table. How many people die according to the age group? Well, unfortunately, as it is said in the world, the highest rate is in the group of 80 and over, which is the last blue bar that you see big there. It is followed by the 60 to 79 group with a rate of 13.66, and then the 60 to 69 group with a rate of 7.07. Naturally, these are the three groups where the lethality of our country is mainly concentrated, and no deaths, as can be seen there, in the 0 to 29 age group. In the 30 to 39 age group, 0.66. In the 40 to 49 age group, 0.9. And in the group of 50 to 59, 2.49. Notice how in the first three groups, it's a little. But then from 60 years of age and above, taking into account the patients who have died in our country, the number grows. In summarizing, not to overload our population with these details, some of which are technical, age continues to be a risk factor for the disease, and above all, from evolution to complication, and what is worse, from evolution to death. Therefore, it is reiterated the importance of the elderly is ratified, of the third age is ratified. Last night, I believe that it was at the roundtable program that information was given with respect to these age groups. It was said that our population has been aging. There are provinces and municipalities where the age group above 60 is high. And this is a group that must be protected. And we must try to ensure that it complies with all the measures even more. If you add to this the fact that many of these elderly people, as we are called, also have other diseases that are typical of old age, cardiovascular hypertension, kidney failure, diabetes mellitus, because they are still, this is with the highest risk group and the one that must be protected. All the protection is not only for that group, and compliance with the measures is for all the people who are in Cuba. And I do not say Cubans because there are foreigners here, people in Cuba. And the only vaccine we have are the protection measures, the restrictions, which unfortunately sometimes are not complied with, despite the fact that measures are being taken. And that is what is going to allow us to get out with control of this disease. And as we hope, it will continue to happen here in Cuba.